everybody. Welcome to a Monday Sports Line, the Bulldog Hour. Kevin Horry alongside. We'll take you to 3. Ended up our good friend Phil Venati, his fine show behind the bench till 5. Then it's time for Carter and everybody out at Mina's Victory Grill, Cedar and Dakota Granite Park. Major wager Monday. Bengals, Broncos, a little bit earlier, Jets and Dolphins. I'll tell you all about the schedule a little bit later on, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his fine business, Precision Civil Engineering. A little bit different setup today. Paul will be with me for about 20 minutes today, and then Vance Wahlberg, hopefully with us right around 45 to 50 after Vance, up until 2:45, but nice enough to see if he can get a little bit of time for me here so we can talk about the $1 million donation that he and his family are making to the Valley Co-op endeavor at Fresno State. Also want to mention up front that tomorrow and Wednesday for sure all the local shows are off the air because we'll have wall-to-wall baseball. Thursday, Phil may very well be back depending upon what happens in these best two or threes. I will not be on Thursday. I've got a procedure to do medically. So Friday I'll be back. Phil will be back as soon as baseball wraps up. But for today, it's going to be all about football, baseball, and basketball as much as we can fit in before we hand it off to Phil and then Major Wager Monday. That having been said, I want to thank Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe Stainless Supply, Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, Roofing, also the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. I'll tell you all about them a little bit later toward the bottom of the hour, just kind of a switch around today, a little bit like what happens on Fridays when Brian Panish is in court and has to tell the judge he needs a recess in order to do the show. All right, let's bring up the longtime voice, your Bulldogs and longtime friend, Paul Leppler. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, I don't need a recess, Tony, but like a lot of your listeners, I'm sure recess was one of my favorite subjects.
That's right. Well, I don't know when you and I ever have 20-minute conversations on or off the air, but I'm going to give it a shot today, okay? So usually it's beyond that. All right, Paul, starting with football here, and then we're going to get to Aaron Judge in baseball if we have time. Bulldogs now face the world-famous don't-stub-your-toe game. No disrespect to Nevada, but Fresno State winning at Hawaii and seeing what Hawaii did at Air Force tells everybody, A, how well the defense played at Hawaii, and A+, how important that game was. But if you let a game like this, where you're a 2-touchdown favorite at home, get away, you erase everything. Paul, I get the impression that Matt Entz is not going to allow this team to let down. I just don't see it happening. What's your feeling about this?
Well, I agree. I mean, he's saying on him, I was at practice today, right? And he reminded those guys, you haven't done anything yet. You know, and they got through that 5-game gauntlet. They're carrying momentum out of it, a 4-game win streak, including 2 tough road wins that could have been losses, easy, right? I mean, a team that wasn't as united, that wasn't as focused, that wasn't as prepared, easily could have lost in Corvallis and certainly in Honolulu. But they stayed together. They overcame bad breaks in both of those games. I mean, there was an overturned call in that Oregon State game that if Fresno State had lost that game, I'm sure Bulldog fans would still be talking about 20 years from now, right? And right. In the Hawaii game, when they thought there'd be an overturned call, it didn't come. But was the team rattled by those bad breaks? No. They stayed focused, found a way to win. So I think that says something about what Coach Entz and this staff are doing and the focus, the no-excuses mentality that's serving this program really well. So they've got a boatload of momentum, and they respect their opponent. You know, I think the fact that Coach Choate was at the FCS level at Montana State led that program to a lot of success and really established the Bobcats as a national power at the FCS level again. And in the process went up against Coach Entz, Coach Benedetto, Coach Davis, a lot of the guys on this staff have experience and very familiar with Coach Choate, his leadership, his style. And I think that helps them respect him even more. So, it's, you know, there's something to be said for that, that when there's familiarity, it just reminds you not to take anything for granted. And there are some dynamic playmakers on that Nevada team. Are they having the best season? No. But they're going to be hungry. This is a rivalry game. I mean, this is, to me, one of the nastiest rivalries Fresno State has had across the board, whether it was in the WAC or now here in the Mountain West. There's not a year this century that Fresno State has not played Nevada on the gridiron, and this may be the last year. So I'm bummed we never got that trophy done. You know, the Sierra Showdown trophy, where half of it's silver for the Silver State and half of it's golden for the Golden State. I thought we could have had a little prospector on top, just kind of swiveling to the side that wins. But who knows? Maybe down the road something like that will happen. But, you know, when it's the last year of a rivalry, it's at your place. I know it's a late start at 7:30, and maybe some younger families wish it was a little earlier. But let your kids stay up late. If you're going to church on Sunday, pick a later service. Plenty of great places in town to do that. And hopefully we pack the place and keep up that opportunity for Fresno State to lead the nation again in attendance outside the power conferences. Man, back-to-back has been pretty cool to see the Red Wave do that, but a three-peat to close out the tenure in the Mountain West would be pretty spectacular.
Well, and if you want to look at the cooperation from the weather gods, it's going to be a really nice day and night, and you're looking at a high for the day in the mid-80s, which means it should be very pleasant, a low of 62, so it should be pleasant all evening long. Where everybody is at the fair gets started on Wednesday, but I would hope, and I think Matt has referenced this, that he's really hopeful that he's going to see the kind of crowd that Fresno State has been bringing out in the last couple of years. And you said, Paul, you need it no matter what. You cannot take anybody for granted, and you and I have talked over and over again about maybe it's a dead heat between Nevada and Hawaii across the board, animosity on the field of play, and sometimes with the coaching staffs in previous years. That won't be the case with the coaching staffs at this one, I'm sure, but we know that, like you said, there has been an edge to this, and with, as you brought up last week, with no exception, there isn't a program that recruits the same area of Fresno State the way Nevada does. There's a lot of crossover, a lot of Valley players that end up in Reno, and a lot of players from Northern Nevada that end up here. So that, I think, leads to what we've seen on the field of play. That having been said, Paul, the health of this team right now, Walton, I know, is back moving around. I don't think he's going to play. You may know something I don't. But overall, how does the health of this team look after the bye week?
Really good. Really good. And Braden was out of practice today. Good to see him moving around. It's good to go by the baseball park and see a lot of guys who are coming back from injuries starting to move around. Sky Collins is jogging again, and I know so many Bulldog fans have been wrapped up in that and praying for Sky. You know, there's a lot of guys that dealt with injuries last year in that crazy baseball season, and it looks like they're all going to be able to compete in 2026 if the Mountain West ever sends out a baseball schedule. They're still waiting on that. So I know Diamondback fans are eager to find out how that's going to look. I think the football team is very healthy, very focused. Coach Entz, you know, is keeping them sharpened, making sure they don't take this opponent lightly, don't take the opportunity to play a home game lightly. It's a Bulldog Fiesta, which we've had a lot of fun at over the years. You know, our culture here in the Valley, we're such a multicultural community. And, you know, there's so many, I mean, there's just a myriad of cultures from all over the world that are represented here. But, you know, there's none that has had a more significant impact, at least in this century, than our Latino culture. So, you know, a chance to celebrate those contributions and such a huge component of Fresno State's fan base has connections to that community and a lot of the players. You know, sometimes you always look for the Hispanic surnames, right? I mean, that's kind of the obvious contribution when you see somebody like Manny Sanchez coming up with a huge pick against UCLA in the bowl game, or Jaden Carrillo coming through against Oregon State. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize a lot of players whose last names don't reflect that heritage have, you know, Jalen Crocker, Marcus McMarion, Ronnie Rivers, all of their mothers come from Mexican-American backgrounds. Jordan Malaulu was in a Hawaii trip. You know, I didn't know his mother is from Honduras. There's Latino influences, whether you can recognize the name or not. And our community wouldn't be the same without the contributions of so many elements of that special community. So to have a fiesta and a party where we say, hey, this is part of who we are, we celebrate it, we honor it, we all get to benefit from it, I think that's great. And it's going to be a special night. Like you said, the weather will be great. And momentum, as you and I have talked so often, is a powerful force. It's not just the four straight wins. I think it's the way the defense is playing, the way that defense performed against Hawaii. Keep in mind, you know, one of those touchdowns was a defensive touchdown, and there was a safety.
Right.
And the defensive touchdown was what Fresno State thought was an incomplete pass. So the defense, you know, not just the takeaways, but the way to put the clamps on an offense that just torched Air Force on the road in Colorado Springs, I think that, you know, that says something. And E.J. Warner has had his best two games as a Bulldog in these last 2 weeks. I thought he played even better at Hawaii than he did at home against Southern. You know, his decision-making was on point, made some big-time throws in some critical situations. And this team is building confidence that they can trust each other. That's what Coach Ant emphasized today at the Beach House, right? The complementary football, that there were moments in that Hawaii game where the offense had to come through, where the defense had to come through, where special teams had to come through. None of them were perfect, but they were situationally great. And that's what championship teams are. When the game's on the line, they find a way to make the play. So for this team to have done that, piled up four straight wins, have a chance to make it five against a rival that you might not see for a long time, who probably has, you know, has had a fan base that has grated on the red wave the most and been the most disrespectful
right.
and rude to the red wave over the years, to put it kindly. I think it's going to be a special night at Valley Children's Stadium.
Yeah, if you talk to people that have sat in the stands at Mackey, they will pass that along to you. And you've been close enough in proximity, baseball-wise, to hear some of the things that are said. So you're correct about that. So we will see a very important game, like we've said over and over again. With conference, the way it's structured, you do not know who the ultimate enemy might be, meaning in divisional play, you had one eye out there, and kind of in the periphery was the other division. Since they've taken the divisional setup away, you're in a position where you just have to win every week because a tiebreaker can take you out of that top two, just a single loss somewhere, and it takes you out potentially. So very important game. I hope people come out. Naturally, we'll talk about it. I'll talk about it with Panish on Friday. Jackson will not be with me this week unless we get rain in Chicago. That would be the one thing tomorrow that would change things. But we will see what happens. Paul, before I let you go on this all-too-short conversation, you and I will get back to normal next week. I want to ask you about Aaron Judge and the Yankees. They had a stumbling stretch, but they have come down the stretch now like Secretariat. And had it not been for the fact that Toronto just kept on winning, the Yankees would have won the AL East. Instead, they are a wild card. They come in red hot. Aaron had a 53-homer, magnificent season again. Cal Raleigh will probably win the MVP only because Aaron has won it himself before. But, well, I'm just saying, Paul, I'm not saying that's who should win it. I'm saying that who probably will win. I know the stats are better for Aaron, and I'm with you about Aaron. I'm talking about the voters' mentality. Go ahead.
No. I try not to interrupt you, but no. Cal Raleigh's not going to win the MVP. He can have Rookie of the Year. But he faltered down the stretch where Aaron absolutely dominated and left no doubt and had the kind of season that no one's ever had. No one has ever hit for that average with that amount of home runs.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm talking about the mentality of the writers. I hope you're right.
Well,
Aaron deserves to win
figure it out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
When you have a 60-homer catcher season, Paul, and the Mariners had such great success on the field, we'll see. How about that? Fair?
We will see, and he deserves it. And as I've said, and people are getting sick of me saying on social media, there has never been a player like 99. And it's not just the uniform number. It's what he does between the lines. It's what he does off the field in the clubhouse. You know, if you look at Anthony Rizzo's post the other day about why Judge deserves the MVP, he mentioned leadership, and that's the most unheralded element of his greatness, is what he brings out his teammates, the standard that he sets, the exponential effect of having him on your team goes so far beyond the numbers, but the numbers are unassailable. He's doing things that nobody has ever done in the history of the game, and he's doing them consistently. He is going to go down as the greatest baseball player in the history of the world. And to have a second MVP stolen from him, you know, anybody in the Yankee clubhouse would tell you Altuve stole one from him back then. You know, if they had known about the cheating at the time, Judge would have been the MVP. And Kyle Raleigh, awesome season. Congrats. Phenomenal player. But there is not a player on the planet who has done more to help his team win games this year in measurable, you know, just non-controversial, unassailable ways than Aaron Judge. So if he's not the MVP, I know there's this debate, but if he's not the MVP, I will be stunned. Because people who cover this game on a daily basis, who talk to managers, the guy set a record for intentional walks. He had more intentional walks than any other team in Major League Baseball. How many more homers would he have hit if they weren't pitching around him all the time? I mean, he's had a season no one's ever had. He's the MVP, hands down. If the writers can't see that, then, you know, I don't know what they've been doing for 162 games this year, going to the ballpark and paying attention. So I'm confident they will get this right. And it's really unfortunate for Cal Raleigh that he had an absolutely historic season in a year where Judge had an even more historic season.
I won't belabor the point,
but I feel very strongly about that, not just because of who I know Aaron to be and his character and the Bulldog lineage and all that, just the facts are the facts.
Well, I'll tell you what it's going to come down to, and I hope you're right, okay? It's going to come down to the mentality of player of the year, which there is an award specifically for that, versus player whose team had great success. What would they have been without him? And you're right. The Yankees would have fallen by the wayside, particularly in mid-year without Aaron Judge. The argument in Seattle, of course, is that as opposed to the Yankees, they do not have the monster payroll. And although they did make major acquisition in the last 12 months, and that they would have been nowhere around, yet they come up and have the best record coming forward as we head to the playoffs. Beyond that, Paul, and again, I'm with you about Aaron being the MVP. I hope that is the case. I just know Willie Mays was not a unanimous choice to the Hall of Fame, so one never says never about the writers. But I do want to ask you in the last 90 seconds or so here, he knows it, Aaron does, and everybody knows it, that because of the Yankees' history, which is the most storied history in all of professional sport, that it is all about winning World Series or the season is a failure. They found that out last year, obviously. They have to wait from 2009. Is this the year that they can get it done coming from the wild card, opening with the Red Sox? Your level of confidence, they'll be on our air beginning tomorrow, that they will get it done. Rod Avedikian is waiting for your answer right now.
Well, I sure hope so, Tony, because that's what drives Aaron. He would gladly trade the MVP for the ring. And, you know, we talked before the season, this was going to be his first year with dad strength. And little Nora Rose is the apple of his eye, and it's extra motivation for him every day. And I know he wants to be able to put that ring in her little tiny fingers and let her have a glimpse of her own future. So I think that he's driven, he's motivated, the leadership is off the charts, we've seen it. You know, look at the season Chisholm's had, look at the resurgent season that Stanton has had, the pitching they're getting. I mean, Fried was maybe the most important pickup in baseball. What Schlitner has done in the second half is huge. Rodon has been electric. They're a better team. Ironically, without maybe the best pitcher in baseball, Gerrit Cole, who's missed the whole year, they're a better team than they were a year ago. And Aaron deserves a ton of credit for that as well. Because, you know, he loved Juan Soto, but it's been documented, you know, when they asked his opinion, he said, hey, if we can get a deeper lineup and a stronger team, you know, as much as I love Juan, he can go make his super bucks somewhere else and be the superstar and we'll have a better team. And that's what they've done. They had their lumps. They had their struggles. They lost some games they should have won, but they're playing as well as anybody in baseball now when it counts. And I know He's going to do everything within his power to lead them there, and I do believe this has a very good chance of being the year. And if we get, Dodgers, Yankees at the end, and Kershaw's swan song, and Judge's chance again at that first ring, I think there might be a few eyeballs on those ball games, Tony, just a few.
Well, Fox is already reeling from the Mets blowing an opportunity. No offense to the Cincinnati Reds, but ESPN would have loved to have seen the Mets right now and the Dodgers instead of the Reds and the Dodgers, and Fox would love to see the Yankees and the Dodgers in a redo, so we'll see what happens. All right, Paul, listen, have a great week, and wish we had more time today, and we'll see what happens Saturday crowd-wise. I hope it's great at the stadium. You and I will certainly reconvene next Monday. Take care, my friend. It's always great talking to you.
All right. I'll be listening to you in Vance. Have fun.
All right. Take care, Paul. All right, guys. Paul Leffler. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'll tell you about the upcoming schedules and make sure I let you know about all of our great sponsors. And then, as Paul just referenced, as soon as practice ends for Vance, which is at 2:45 today, he said he's going to see if he can jump on, so we're going to give that a shot. That's why we're rearranging things today. Otherwise, Paul would be with us in the usual protracted period of time. We'll take a break, come back, more of the Bulldogs and other things as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Monday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN. Everybody, welcome back. 2:30, which is a weird time for us to be coming back. We're normally in the middle of a segment, but again, remind you, we have baseball the rest of the week, and so we're trying to fit everything in today, and then I'll be back with you guys on Friday. We'll get the schedule in just a moment, but we're going to effort Vance Wahlberg at about 2:50 today, so we've moved things around to get Vance on to talk about the $1 million donation that his family has made to the Valley Co-op, which is extremely important at Fresno State. But first, our other lead dogs who've been nice enough to wait want to spend some time with you beyond just the norm of 205. So let's go ahead and talk about everybody beyond the folks at Fresno State and all the major giving, which we'll get to courtesy of Joe Cruz and his fine business, Spirit Pipe and Stainless Supply, in just a moment. But first, let's start with the weather. I mentioned that Paul wants to see a full house. I certainly love to see that, and the weather will be terrific on Saturday. So Lee's allows us time every day to tell you about the weather. Again, great local people. They have been in Central California and NorCal since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. Had them in to do work, really professional people. And if you need anything, go to the web at leesair.com or give them a call at 825-5337. Which is 825 Lee Central Air Plumbing, Heating, Roofing. It's all there for you. And also the Lee's Air Hotline, that's how we bring up people like Paul Leffler and how Phil not only brings up his guests but callers from the general public. So mark that down, 559-320-1430. That is the Lee's Air Hotline. As far as the weather goes, looks really nice for the week. 82 today, a little cloudy, a low of 62. Slight chance of rain in the morning tomorrow, an 83 tomorrow, 59 the low. Fair opens up with a very pleasant 84 on Wednesday. Another slight chance of rain on Thursday with an 83. Then we go to 80 on Friday, 86 game day Saturday, 85 on Sunday. The lows right around 60, so a terrific forecast. We've said this many, many times, fall is the best time weather-wise in this town, and so it's certainly proving to be true with this week's forecast. Enjoy it out there, enjoy the fair, and try to make time if you can to head out to Valley Children's Stadium at 7:30 on Saturday night when Nevada comes in to play Fresno State. Anyway, thanks to everybody at Lee's for allowing us the time. Again, leesair.com, 825-5337, 825-Lee's. All right, the other reminders, Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, allows us the time every day to tell you all about the upcoming schedule. Again, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management, it's all there under one roof, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net for more information. And Ed and the entire business doing great work for the Lyles College of Engineering in Fresno State. Ed, a proud graduate, and a lot of those grads from the Lyles College of Engineering on campus at Fresno State come to work for Ed and everybody at Precision Civil Engineering, huge Bulldog fans, and a lot, like I said, Bulldogs themselves there working. As far as the schedule goes, today it is Major Wager Monday, and that means me and Ed's Victory Grill, 5 o'clock, Granite Park, Cedar and Dakota, Carter, the whole gang out there. Great food, great giveaways, and the ball games, and I say games plural, because you have Dolphins and the Jets at 4, and then the feature game, the game that's on our air on Westwood 1, and that is the 5:15 start between the Broncos and Bengals. So you have one game on ABC, one on ESPN. They're both available. And, of course, we have the national broadcast of the Bengal-Bronco game for you. We always have the major events from the NFL, meaning the primetime games on Thursdays, on Sundays, and on Monday. This Thursday coming up, by the way, it's going to be the 49ers and the Rams, so that'll be from the 49er network. By the way, the 49ers, I love them so much. Losing yesterday, and in all candor, the 49ers are very lucky that they're 3-1 and not 0-4, because they could have lost the other three as well. It's been one play here or there. The injuries, even with the soft schedule, I think they're going to get their comeuppance against the Rams on Thursday. I hope I'm wrong about that. But we also carry the Ram game. So, again, we've got the Rams, Raiders, and 49er games in addition to all of the national games, everything all the way through the Super Bowl through Westwood One. Also want to remind you the feature for us this week, Major League Baseball playoff start, exclusive coverage all the way through the World Series from ESPN Radio. Of course, our two teams, Giants and A's, are not in it. The Giants, by the way, fired Bob Melvin today. Not a major surprise. Buster Posey wants a different voice. Giants, amazingly, after having that terrible stretch where they lost, 14 of 15 at home? I think it was 13 or 14 or 14 of 15. I think I blacked out at some point. They actually, about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, came all the way back and had a half a game lead in the wild card for a fleeting moment. But it was a very fleeting moment, and then they folded up down the stretch, so that cost Melvin his job. We'll see what Posey does. Except for the Mets, the Giants probably the saddest team about the way things played out toward the end. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. And for us, the playoffs start tomorrow, and it will be blanket coverage. Cubs open up with the Padres. That game starts at noon. Then the Yankees and the Red Sox at 3 o'clock, and then the Dodgers and the Reds at 6. So it will take all the local shows off the next couple of days. Phil may be back on Thursday. I've got a procedure on Thursday medically, so I'll be back on Friday. But no matter what, barring rain, there will be just wall-to-wall baseball, and we'll also fit in Cleveland and Detroit when we can over on 790 a little bit later in the week. Also want to remind you, local programming, Phil's Fine Show, Behind the Bench, normally 3 to 6 Monday through Friday, including Thursdays at Fashion Furniture, their good friend Rod Avedikian, who's a huge Yankee fan. That's why I brought it up with Paul, who spent a little bit of time there. If you watch things on TV, you will know Paul is the spokesman for Fashion Furniture on television. But Rod, looking forward to the Yankees and the Red Sox, which is a rather heated rivalry, to say the least. Okay, I know it pales in comparison to the Reds and the Dodgers. You have to go back to the 70s, the big red machine, the last time those two teams didn't like one another. But nobody dislikes one another but more than the Yankees and the Red Sox do. So we're looking forward to that. And, Rod, I hope it works out for you. Anyway, on Thursdays, Phil is at Fashion Furniture, El Paso across from River Park. Great conversation of Phil's show, the best furniture on the planet, nothing like it in all of California, some good eats as well. Stop by and see Phil on Thursdays at Fashion Furniture. Paul Metters, who is with Phil on Fridays for high school football. Pat Hill is there whenever the Bulldogs are at home, so I'm guessing Pat will be with them this Friday as well. Paul Metters, two fine shows, Sunbird Sports Show on 790 from 6 to 7 on Wednesdays. That is all about Fresno Pacific Athletics. You also have his fine long-running show, Central Valley Sports Report, Saturdays from First Ring Sports, 10 a.m. to noon. Everything for the station, 1430 ESPNFresno.com. You get the live links and podcast there. Make sure you get the app. It makes it a whole lot easier to listen to everything there. Also, keep in mind that we are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. I think you guys probably know that by now. You can reach me, tdad1 at att.net, T-D-A-D, the number one, at att.net. And also, the Lakers coming up, in just a couple of weeks. They're very excited about things, and we'll have the Laker games all the way through and everything, including the NBA Finals, no matter who is involved, courtesy of ESPN Radio. So we got you covered nationally, regionally, for major events in baseball, football, and basketball. The same for the high schools. We have all the local action for you with everything going on, football, baseball, basketball. So stay tuned for that. And we always, of course, in this show and through Phil's show and Paul as well, try to keep you up on everything going on at Fresno State. That's why we moved this thing around today, because Vance Wahlberg should be with me in about 10 minutes. So thanks again to Ed Dunkel for everything he does for us and allow me the time to tell you all about the schedule. All right, the two other reminders here very quickly. First, our friends at KFC, supporting athletics throughout the Valley. And again, they have special deals going on. I'm talking about the local operators right now in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. We thank them every day for their fine sponsorship. If you stop by, tell them thanks for supporting athletics throughout this Valley. Right now, the special deal still underway for a limited time. Hot and spicy wings and potato wedges. Fan favorites. They'll be there for a while. Stop in and get them while they're there. Also, the KFC chicken sandwich, the legendary chicken sandwich, getting bigger and better than ever each and every day. It, compared to everybody else, is one of the great deals you can have. Everybody else is upping their price and lowering the size of their food. KFC maintains this terrific chicken sandwich, and right now it's just $3.99 for a limited time. So stop by those local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Also keep in mind, Tuesday, still in play, the $10 eight-piece bucket, and Wednesday, the country fried steak for $5.99. Great deals at our local KFCs. And then finally, we want to thank our buddy Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Joe, longtime booster, longtime friend, somebody who allows me the time to tell you about how to donate to Fresno State. But first, I want to tell you about Joe's business, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, celebrating right now its 25th anniversary in town at 4529 North Marty Avenue, Suite 103. Stop by and see him or give him a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE. Pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, it's all there under one roof. If you're working around a valve in any particular jurisdiction you might have in your business, meaning you're talking about a plant, a maintenance person, a tanker delivery service, for instance, anybody who is working around a valve, if it goes down, your business can come crashing down. The great aspect to Joe's business, not only the superior components, but the same-day estimates, the same-day service. Joe is there. Gabe, who works for Joe, is there. Said, give him a call, 266-7473-266-PIPE, or go to the web for more information, superiorpipeusa.com, or Gabe has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. Tell him what your issues are, and Joe will immediately address them as quickly as possible. And in that regard, you keep your business up and running. And if you have a few minutes, Joe will tell you what he does for Fresno State and will tell you right now the best way to go about it. Go to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. You'll find a donate link there. Click on that, and it'll take you to about more than just a couple of links. It'll take you to every particular avenue you might have to give to Fresno State. For instance, BulldogFoundation.org is there. So is the Green V Society, the Myers Champion Circle. And then under ways to give, you have the sports clubs, individual clubs for each team, quarterback club for football, for instance, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Furtick with me every week, not this week because of baseball. On the board of directors, they'd love to have more members for the timeout club. He said give them a call directly, 559-287-3305. That's his cell. Or go to the web at FurtickJack@AOL.com. He'll remind you about the October 13th Meet the Team dinner at Pardini's. There's an RSVP coming up very shortly about that. I'll ask Vance about it in a couple of minutes. Also, you have links for other men's and women's sports, Dugout Club, for instance, for baseball. So check that out under sports clubs. And then finally, Valley Co-op, which is really important. That's what Vance now has used to help out through his family with donation to Fresno State. That's the way you try to keep your program moving forward. It's really important because it involves matching funds, and it is there so you can help the student-athlete. You can help with the retention of the student-athletes, and it also helps pay for programs' operational needs, which involve the recruitment and, of course, the following retention of student-athletes. It is not specifically about NIL, and I'll ask Vance about that in just a couple of minutes. Anyway, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, the local operators of KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman, and Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. We appreciate one and all. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, I hope we can reel Vance in for just a couple of minutes because his practice is going to wrap up in about 30 seconds. Take a break. Bulldog Hour continues on this Monday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN. Everybody, welcome back. It's about 49 after. We've got 11 minutes to go. We're efforting Vance Wahlberg right now. Again, Vance had practice from noon to 2:45, so they just wrapped it up. I talked to him last night, and he had mentioned that about 2:50 that he might have a few minutes for us. So right now, Jorge is giving him a call, and I'm sure Vance is wrapping things up. If we can get him on the air, we will certainly do so. Okay, great. So we do have Vance right now, right on time, for goodness sake. And like I said, I'm off the rest of the week until Friday with baseball and another commitment that I would prefer not to have, but the other commitment, baseball, I love. So let's bring Vance up right now. Vance, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Vance. I'm not looking forward to Thursday, but the rest of the time, everything is nifty, and I'll leave it at that. I think at our age, you can figure out what's going on. All right.
Hey, don't put me in that category.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't put me in that category. I feel good.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm very, very, very sorry about that. I've gotten it completely wrong. I misread the birth certificates. All right. That's enough of that. Okay, Vance, listen, I know one of the great quotes of all time when I heard that you had you and the family had donated $1 million to the Valley Co-op. And again, that's the athletic department's fundraising initiative that helps pay for a program's operational needs, including the recruitment and retention of student athletes. This is a way a coach, and it happens across the country, can get involved in the program without directly paying NIL monies. Coaches across the country who are willing to put their money invested in this regard in their program have an opportunity to do so. Not that many have done it. Certainly very few have done it in this regard that aren't making the kabillion-dollar contract. So I commend you there, Vance. But I've known you a long time, and when I hear a comment that says, "Why did you do it?" Because I hate losing. Vance, that says it all to me. I've known that about you for a long, long time. Was there any doubt in your mind that this is what you wanted to do to get this program where you wanted to be, knowing the frustration of retention of athletes in particular?
Yeah, it's just such different times now, Tony. You know, if you don't have any type of a budget, you know, there's just no way you're going to be able to get players. And I knew right away, you know, when the season was over, we had a couple of people that really helped us out tremendously. But if you're going to be successful, you got to have a couple million minimum in basketball. Minimum. I mean, you take a look at the Power Four schools. Their average is about 14 to 15 million per team. There's a couple of teams in the 20 million. You know, we're just trying to get, if we get ourselves to 1.5 to 2 million, so we have a chance to get some players. As if not, you know, all you're going to have basically is really walk-ons. And, you know, I don't want to go through another year like I did last year. I think we, you know, with the money that we had, I thought we did a very good job of bringing in the players that we got. You know, we went the international route, which is a little bit cheaper. But I thought we did very well.
What is the biggest frustration, Vance? You and I talked about this going in, the changing world of collegiate athletics, and, you know, again, you have to embrace the inequity or it'll bury you. That's all there is to it, and you have embraced it to work within the confines of the realities of this. But is it tougher to lose the athletes that you had, or is it tougher the guys that you knew would fit that suddenly made a U-turn and went somewhere else strictly because of money when your program might have been a better fit? Or is it a tie, for goodness sake?
No, I would say the latter. I would say the latter. To be honest with you, I think we have a much – I would say our top 10 players this year, I would say 9 of them are better than any of the players that we had last year. I think we've done a lot better job recruiting. You know, you're going to lose players. We know that. But the frustrating thing is you've got a player, you know, you offer X amount, and if you had X plus Y, you could have got that player. And there was two or three of them that if we had maybe a half a million more, that we could have really had a much, much better team. I still think we got a pretty special team. But, you know, when you're talking about, you know, going from one level to the next, which when you play the big boys, you got to have some really good athletes, really good athletes. And we had a couple of them that we lost on just because of not having the money.
Look, I kid around good-naturedly about age, but nobody I know has more energy than you. And I mean this sincerely. Ferg and I have talked about it on air. Jack and I have talked about the fact that you seem to have boundless energy. You always have. Vance, does it still burn that deep with you right now, despite the way they've changed the landscape? Is it something that still gives you the intensity, the feeling that nothing else professionally can possibly approximate?
I think it even burns more after what happened last year. You know, I love this town. I love this city. I love this university. I want to see it succeed. And that's why I did put, you know, my family did put the money, you know, to help me out and so forth. I want to, you know, I hate losing. I want to win. I want to see this place win. I think we got a special enough team this year that I think people are going to come out, see it, and say, wow, just got out of practice right now. And the way we move the ball, it reminds me of, you know, some of my previous teams at Corvus West and Fresno City, to where you make that extra pass. That was ingrained into them. You know, at times last year, we really struggled with that. And then the other nice thing is when we make that extra pass, they got a few more guys that can put the ball in the hole this year. So it looks so much better. But, no, I just, you know, I want to be able, you know, to be able to have the people here enjoy a really good season, especially after what happened last year.
You were mentioning last year you couldn't even scratch the surface of the system that you have run for so many years. You've got guys back like Collins, and I hope Zion embraces his opportunity fully this year, and I'm going to leave it at that. But guys like Heidebreder, who seem to be made for your system, when you look at these guys that are coming in, do you say that the fit is one that it's better than what you could have expected, or did you expect to be able to do this from the end of last year to now?
No, I want to do it. Again, I think we could have even been better if we had a little bit more money. Because, again, you got to have some players that can break people down. Zion can do that. We have a kid, Nathan Zulamy, from France, who can do that. That's about it. Usually you like to have at least 3, if not 4, right, guys that can break people down. So we'll break them down a different way than just off the dribble. We might have to do it off the pass, off the screening, or whatever. But we got enough weapons there that I think we're going to really be effective on a lot of things that we want to do. You know, now the part is, you know, one, keeping them healthy, and then two, just I think we're going to grow to be smarter and better each day.
Everybody told me last year that the best player out there was a guy who was not playing, and that is Makan Juf. Healthy, cleared, I assume. How good can he be, Vance?
Makan is healthy. He's cleared. You know, not too often you get a 6'10", 6'11", player who can play the wing or a guard position for you. There's times when we put him out there with Wilson, our 7-footer. There's some different things you can do. He's going to be a special player, but I'll be honest with you, right now, he's anywhere from a starter to an 8th, 9th man. He's got the ability. I just got to get him to play hard all the time. And Makan knows that. He knows he's got to play hard all the time. I just got to get him in better shape. With him being out a lot of last year, he's not in the shape that he needs to be. But when he's in shape, there's days out here that, I mean, even last year, he was the best player on the floor, bar none. Then there'd be other days he would just, you know, sit back to that 9th or 10th player because he didn't play hard enough. But he could be a very special player. Plus, he's going to be a matchup. You know, he could be a matchup nightmare for some teams.
I look forward to it, Vance, and I appreciate you jumping in. We'll certainly be in touch. As I let you go, you know how much I admire what you've done throughout your career. This is a cut above to basically step forward and say, I'm going to do this financially to try to make this work. And so my respect is even higher than it was before, and that's a monumental statement because it was up there to begin with. As I let you go, if people come to the banquet on the 13th, they're going to hear from the players?
Oh, yes. All the players will be there. The players will be there. It'll be a great time and great opportunity to meet them. Again, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this is a phenomenal group of young men who work so hard. But more importantly, they're going to represent our university with just a pleasure to be around. People have met them and seen them already have just said, wow, I can't believe how great these kids are. You know, I'm not talking about on the court. I'm talking about off the court. And they're going to get better on the court, but they're really, really good people.
Look forward to it. Great success. And listen, you know where to find me, and I won't bug you on Sundays anymore, I promise. Take care, my friend. I'll be in touch.
You got it, Tony. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, our great friend Vance Wahlberg, who I've known forever, and like I said, guys, this experiment in this day and age, it's a tough one, but if there's anybody committed beyond Vance, I don't know where you're going to find him. This guy really wants to win so bad. All right, guys, we are done. Phil is coming up. I'll see you guys at the end of the week. Enjoy baseball. Enjoy football tonight. This is KFIG Fresno.